Bartell Drugs has a new branding strategy, a private label called Emerald and Spruce. It's meant to highlight locally made products, and here's how it works. Bartell's buys, say, ice cream from local producer Snoqualmie. It wraps it in Emerald and Spruce packaging and then puts it on the shelves. So why go through the trouble of relabeling a local product? And that's what we asked marketing expert Nidhi Agrawal. She told KOW's Kim Malcolm people pay a premium for local.
And so it makes a lot of sense from Bartell's point of view, especially given that their brand is built around being local, that they can sell their brand to us and charge a little bit more for being local. So it's more sort of trying to take a little bit more piece out of the local market and make some money off of it themselves.
It sounds like a lot of work, though. Is it really worth it to invest the upfront money in the branding and the marketing?
So it depends. I think if they end up doing a lot of price competition and marking down their products, they may not end up ahead on this. But if they maintain that brand as local and high quality, I think it could completely be worth it for them. The other thing that I do like about the way they've branded their product is that they're really building a brand, so to speak, Emerald and Spruce, rather than just calling it Bartell's generic or something like that. We are more willing to pay for that, and that should work in Bartell's favor.
So let's look at it from other brands' perspective. Snoqualmie, for instance, they're entering into this new relationship with Bartell's on this branding. They're basically giving up their ability to market their own brand under their own name in Bartell's. So what's in it for them?
I looked up this morning if Snoqualmie retailed at Bartell's. The two Bartell's that I have been to recently did not carry Snoqualmie brand of ice cream. So it's actually a very good opportunity for Snoqualmie because they can basically sell to Bartell's wholesale and get a whole market on which Bartell's will spend all the money on marketing and they can only manage the production side of it. And it's not really stealing their customer because once I'm in Bartell's, if Snoqualmie isn't available, I'm probably not going to buy Snoqualmie. So I think it's a pretty good relationship from Snoqualmie's point of view as well.
So what do you think? Do you think Puget Sound customers are going to go for Bartell's private label, Emerald and Spruce?
I think so. The packaging is very exciting on the aisles. The price point seems on the high side for generics, which indicates that this is going to be a high-quality brand amongst private labels. The interesting part about that is that if you look at this vitamin bottle that you are holding, I'm not entirely sure what's local about that. All it says is distributed by Bartell's. So one of the downsides is if you make the customer a promise that my product is all about local, then you want to deliver it consistently to the customer. It's not as compelling a story if the only thing local about it is that it has the Bartell's brand. It would be a more compelling story if they would either tell the customer what piece of it is local, or they would play in categories where they can leverage the local associations.
Nidhi Agrawal is a University of Washington marketing professor. She spoke to Kim Malcolm.